Leatherback sea turtles are in big trouble. That's according to a new scientific study by the University of Alabama. It looks at the steady decline in turtle populations since 1980. If these trends continue, it could push the Pacific leatherbacks to extinction within a couple decades. Ben Enticknap is a senior scientist from Oceana, an advocacy group focused on marine life protection.
Sea turtle populations are in a free fall. They could be extinct within 20 years. It's quite shocking. It's really the most robust analysis we've had of the leatherback sea turtle populations in the Western Pacific.
The leatherbacks nest in Indonesia before braving a 6,000-mile migration, traveling past Hawaii waters all the way to the coast of California, Oregon, and Washington. Enticknap says it's this journey across the Pacific where they face the most danger.
Along this great migration, they face a gauntlet of threats, getting caught in hooks and long lines by fishing fleets targeting swordfish, including fisheries out of Hawaii and fisheries on the west coast of the U.S., that are taking these turtles and contributing to their decline.
While the Pacific leatherback sea turtles have been protected under the Endangered Species Act since 1970, there's been a push lately by the federal government to actually weaken regulations for Hawaii longline fisheries.
Yeah, we've been trying to work with the federal government to make sure that they enact strong laws and regulations to protect leatherbacks. But at the same time, they are rolling back conservation measures in the Hawaii-based longline fleet that's taking swordfish. They are allowing a 62% increase in the number of leatherbacks that fishery can take as bycatch.
Paul Dalzell is senior scientist for the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council. He agrees that the plight of the leatherbacks is a real concern, but to put all the blame on fisheries is not realistic.
We have already addressed the issue for U.S. longline fisheries. We have reduced sea turtle interactions by over 90%. Where we used to catch hundreds of leatherbacks, we catch tens. And sort of the environmental organization finger-pointing tends to sort of simplify the matter. It's a somewhat complex issue.
The study was published earlier this week in the scientific journal Ecosphere. Molly Solomon for HPR News.